These are sixes microphones. They're made for women's shirts.
No, it's opposite.
Okay, so let's start. Thanks for coming again to this meeting. I hope it won't be too long, and especially that we'll make some progress on this small task that is putting people in our new rooms. I hope you have fun in designing something or asking the people about their preferences and things like this. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's for women's rooms. Well, I think you remember all the constraints and the new settings. I think we'll be more and more used to it as soon as we move. So we have these one-person, two-person, and three-person rooms. And so that makes, I think, 18 places. And we had about 15 people and some spare working places to push. May I first provide the answers to the questions from the last time?
And I also checked with your ideas.
Oh, great. Yeah, so that will be part of your solution or suggestion of the solution. But regarding the constraints, there is no immediate plan to make separations between the rooms. So that means basically what we have to do with this setting, and it's quite difficult to make new doors and new walls, so I think we shouldn't count on them in the next 4 years, maybe. And they don't want us to, they don't want to provide an extra working space for Gisela with the other IT admins, which we could understand because it's sort of full over there, but at least that's what they said.
It's not full over there.
So it seems we, they're. Well, we cannot change the habits of the whole school just for us, though it wouldn't be a bad thing, maybe, but we'll see. So, regarding the possibility to put four people in one of the two three-person rooms, it's not very easy. We'll have to play quite wisely with the furnishing. It looks like it's not impossible, at least on the one that is a bit longer on the right, so the one here. It should be possible to put four persons. If we could avoid it, it would much simplify things, but...
My question is it against the regulation, security regulation of the school?
No.
And I went over and I looked at that room, too. There's plenty of space for four people.
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of how to arrange the furniture, but since we're experts at this task. Okay, so maybe we could count on four places. The final decision is not really ours, so... we'll see, actually.
That would be fine if one of the person is 50%, so me, for example.
Exactly, or one of the intern positions, the people who might come.
Exactly.
Okay, so these were the answers. So, actually, I did my proposal as a slide. Would you like me to start, or would you like me to end?
Just to complete the... I talked both with Maggie and Perret, and both of them are happy to share offices. They have no problem with them. They're easy, but could be, as Perret has right now, that she's happy to continue to share with Marianne. Mm-hmm. And Maggie, for example, to share with, could be with Bruno, because they work on the Swiss trip together, and they like to gossip together, so. Yeah.
Yes, okay, then let me explain very briefly the rationale for this. So it's the same schema that you know. In red you have the, excuse me, that's one. Annoying, excuse me. Hello? Oh, yeah. Can I call you a bit later? In about half an hour? I'm just in the middle of the meeting and I'm talking.
It's fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sorry for this. Fortunately, we were just the four of us. Okay, so let me get back to the proposal after a brief interruption. So the names are in red. Now, one of the reasons, at least for me, for doing this was to more or less group people within projects, because I think that sometimes they just discuss together, and it's easier if they're in the same office. And which is quite happy. Actually, I also thought that some professors might enjoy, or at least don't say anything about being with their assistants. So I was happy to hear Susan saying that Maggie and Bruno could all together, and Pierrette and Marianne in the same office. So what I can say is that I also understood that Susan would be rather in favor of having her own office, so it's working like this. I put the lounge in the middle. It's also one of the rooms with the fewest windows, so I think that's not a problem because you're not going to just stay there and stare outside. But it's nicer to have a nicer view from your office, I guess.
Putting the printer in the lounge is just killing the lounge.
I don't know, yeah, maybe I thought in an angle, but that's obviously
a question of your printing all the time.
Yeah, why not put the printer out in the hall?
Okay, so next to the photocopy, maybe it wouldn't be a bad place here.
Is there a space there for a photocopy and printer?
Yeah, I would have to check.
The photocopy is a bit big.
Yeah, but the printer is quite small. If we find just a small table for it, maybe one day we'll have a photocopy that's also a printer. Okay, but I wouldn't, insist on this. I think, okay, so the printer, we'll remove it if we work from this this solution. So IM2 is more or less in the upper left side. I said more or less. Lower left side, you have Suistra and Parmenides, the two projects from the list. And then MedSLT on the right side. Maybe not a very good solution for Gisela, if you can suggest something better, because she's with two people who, two PhD students, and it's true that she has, a lot of phone calls to make, but it's some way to solve some constraints. I think this is a very open thing. If you want, we can use this document, or we could just first listen to your suggestions and see if we erase everything or just do some modifications.
Well, I have a question. What's the justification for giving Nancy her own office?
Maybe not a very strong one, and you have better suggestions. It was, I think, sort of one of the places that remained. And I think, there was no strong constraint. And. Well, she's a smoker, but the policy is that we don't smoke, so it's even better if she's a second person.
I would have a provocative suggestion to put Gisela to switch Nancy and Gisela.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gisela, the fax and the printing machine, and the printer, and the one person.
Well, Gisela would not be very happy about that. We tried that, and Gisela really didn't like to have the printer.
Yeah, that was the case, yes. And she was a bit.
Because I really do think it's important to have an admin room, mm-hmm. really identified as an admin room, and only an admin room.
Yeah, we could store files there.
You can close it, you have the personal files of the people of the unit, etc.
Okay, so if you want, I can already do this change here.
Against the fact that my personal files are in that room that is not specifically dedicated for.
Of course,
professors,
you have personal printer or there's only one printer? Because if not, the printer can go in a room of three people. That's typical that there's like the lab and the printer is there.
Yeah, the printer can be in the
it's the main one. We have a secondary one which we could try to accommodate in another room, but it's basically the printer where everybody prints. So I changed this. So maybe I would suggest, let us hear from you, and then if we can work out the common solution from this one, then we go back to this slide. And if not, we'll start from scratch.
I'm perfectly right to share the room with you as a view on the old town.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to be aware of what I was saying last time.
Yeah.
You have to suffer from phone calls.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll bring my phone plan.
Your phone plan.
David, you had also...
Yeah, okay, for me, Because I don't know two people a lot. I just suggested that there's a lack of men, so I would certainly put not two men in the same office. I would try to share them with a woman. So, for example, I would, in your slide, I would switch either you or Martin with the other room, this one.
Uh-huh. Oh, let me put the plan. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the empty one. I don't want to influence. So you would put.
So yeah, you have to show us which one you were talking about. This, if we don't.
Yeah, I was wanting to change this one.
On the center. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can even stand and just show.
Yeah, but I need your slide because I was talking about your slide.
Okay, so you would prefer the names. Okay, I didn't want to influence you too much, but I'm perfectly happy to start with this as the basis and then change things.
Yeah, because there are plenty of things.
Yes, yeah, so here you can see that the men is, I mean, they are always sharing in the room with well, I mean, there's Bruno, me, Pierre, and Nico, who's a guy also.
No, but for Pierre and Maggie, it's weird. It's a wish, I would say.
Well, actually, Pierre is a woman, too.
Sorry.
It's the feminine of Pierre.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is perfectly fine. We just change Martin and the name for Maria.
I didn't get your solution. What was it again?
Yeah, here there are two men. So, I mean.
It's mixed sexes.
Yeah, it's nice. I don't think so. I mean, there's a lack of men here in this. So, I would switch one.
But it's not so much a question of men or women, it's more a question of, as I said, here you have only you have PhD students. There you have senior researchers, which is really more, unless it corresponds to some specific demand, like in the case in Maggie's case, in Pierre's case. I think that's a very efficient way of doing things.
Yeah, and for me, it's also I would prefer maybe not to be in a three-person office, just to be.
I'm perfectly happy with
Calgary,
so
I'm very happy with those things. But I could also be happy with most of the other people, so even in a three-person room, it's fine. Okay, so let's keep in mind maybe this constraint of balancing the genders. We'll see if we can do something for it.
And did you ask these people if this was okay with them?
I've asked some of them. And I've also used a little bit the present arrangement, just not to shock people too much. And it's also people that I know get on well, quite well together, and also work on the same project, like, for instance, Marianne, Finnish Marianne, and Nikos, who interact quite a lot on my SLT. Yeah, Maria and Yalina seem to go on quite well. Nancy had no strong preference, especially since she's no longer allowed to smoke in her office. I think, well, at least as far as I asked, there was no major objection.
Isn't there just a question of, as soon as you put David with Agnes, isn't Agnes working in a more substantial way in a with people like either Maria or Yalina?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we could put Nancy with David and
yeah, but Agnes is also working with David, so.
Yeah. But we agree that it's not important to share the room with someone that has the same project.
Here, the other constraints are satisfied. So. Mm-hmm.
And moreover, I would be quite happy to have the full room, some 50% of the time.
Yeah, that's a small advantage, and it's a bit more comfortable to me.
But yeah, what I mean with the two three-person rooms, I think that they can mix them the way they want. I mean, they prefer to be Maria, Galina, and Nikos, and Nancy and Marianne on the other side. Well, no, that's not completely equivalent because Nancy, all our PhD students are master students, but Nancy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that doesn't help. That's not smart. The one question I was wondering about, though, because three is always well, the more people in the office, the less ideal, that then maybe it'd be better to put David in since he's only half time.
Yeah.
So that way, then
there's
not three people all the time.
So I would switch David in.
Yeah,
which doesn't mean that David should be in this room, could be in the other one. For me, the two, three people rooms are really, they have to be really shuffled according to people, personal preferences.
So
I don't see what this means with Agnes in the two person room.
They have worked together on how many of this, so this makes some sense.
But again, it's also a question of personal preference. I mean, you can't be in a room with a person you don't want to be.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think it's probably quite a good.
Is there anyone that is going to finish PhD? Or
no.
First one should be Maria,
but she's still not. Yeah.
Okay, let's
if you do it this way, I mean that in the 2-3 people room, there will be one that is not so overloaded because of David. David will be part time, and the other one not so overloaded because there is a 1-3 position. Knowing that this 1-3 position will not stay free very long.
No, because don't forget, we already have somebody coming in January.
Yes, so.
At least one person.
This is still a worry for me because we are still, you know, still don't have enough space for the visitors. Unless we put them in the lounge.
Yeah,
we need to have at least 3 visitors positions.
Okay, so since we're supposed to do a final proposal, let me move the printer next to the photocopier.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll find some way to attach it to a wall or something like that.
So that we keep it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, so that's the... I don't think we can put visitors in the lounge. It's
It depends on how we think about the lounge. If it's thought as being a reading room, no. If it's thought as that's really a very important question to me. Do we put priority on the fact of being able to read newspapers in our offices or in our workplace? We can read newspapers elsewhere. And I really do think it's more important for lab to be able to decently welcome visitors that come to the lab than to have a place for reading newspapers. Newspapers, you can read them both. You can go to the cafeteria or you can sit somewhere else. You can go on the balcony if it's in the summer. So I don't understand why we should put priority in lounges if we don't have enough space for accommodating visitors. It's just not according to my priorities.
How would it be to put the lounge in one of the smaller offices, like in in one of the one-person offices? I know they're actually quite demanded, so I think Susan, you're very happy with this solution.
Yes.
So
let's put the lounge in Susan's office. Susan's lounge with 3 visitors.
Imagine one-person room is really...
Yeah, it's probably too
small.
Too small
for
okay, yeah, it doesn't work.
I would advocate to just remove the lounge. It's a luxury for us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have space for lounge. Let's be... in front of your colleagues and saying, if I have to choose between reading my newspaper and this and having a decently welcomed research visitor, I prefer to read my newspaper. That's just not, just not realistic.
But
we are researchers.
The problem is it has been decided by everyone and approved by the school that we need the lounge. So I think it's simply not...
No, I don't think we can choose it.
No, actually, I'm sorry. It's
then we have the 3 people room that were the 3 positions split in 2 parts, as Susan was proposing last time, with a wall, and you have a lounge there, and you can read your newspapers, and we have a full 2-person room where we can certainly accommodate 3 visitors. And at least we have some free margin for the next 2 years.
Okay, so how do we split the room?
We put 3 people.
The furniture that we got for our reading room, we put it into the other half of the 3-person room.
Mm-hmm.
Would that fit?
So,
little divider or something.
But what about if people want to have a small discussion in the lounge?
They're not supposed to have a discussion in the lounge. They're supposed to read the newspapers.
Well, not the newspapers, because, no, scientific articles.
No, that's not the reason. The goal of the lounge was a place where you can relax.
But also to read articles.
Yes, you can do it in the office.
So you would like to put it, with me. And then
you have good chairs to read newspapers that you don't want to break your heart, your back ways in your office.
Yeah, okay, but then that means that we'll put the lounge on the right side.
Yes.
No, here. Yes. And here we'll put two places for visitors.
Three,
but that means the office will be, at least for the moment, empty. So it looks very bad.
We have a visitor that is arriving. What did you say?
It's not a visitor, it's a new full-time person. Arriving in January.
Okay, so that could take the free place over there.
No, I mean, we're going to put the lounge.
Could take one position in the...
Let's put Maria Ojalina in this place.
Yeah, I think... Okay, so we need, two free positions and one new person arriving, X or something like that?
That's an idea. If you forget about the lounge, what you could do is to move either Maria or Yelena in the what is currently the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have one person there with one free position. We have one free position in the room that Maria Alianina is coming from, and one free position over there. So we have three positions distributed over the rooms.
And where's the lounge?
No, we have to.
I'll have my hat cut off if we don't have a lounge.
You
so
the picture of the lounge and you put it in the corner.
No. Let's do the lounge corner.
The lounge is in the free space.
Okay. At least. I mean, otherwise I cannot really defend it, because it was agreed and we cannot just come back on every
After all that we went through to get the budget for it.
I think so.
You will explain to your visitors that unfortunately they have a position in the toilet because there is a reading room where people have to...
Well, let's have the visitors first. Okay, so what we need is a new and two frees. So, I think we can put... Maria or Yelena, I don't want to separate them really, or myself, I don't like that office actually. So I was thinking to put here,
it could be Nikos, for instance, you can switch.
No, we're not going to keep Marianne in a three or person place, and just having Marianne in the lounge.
So it's either. We could put a visitor with you, Martin, but it's probably... Okay, let's try let's try this. Let's try Maria there.
I mean, Andrei.
Oh, you don't mind?
Okay. Because I will be there half time.
Perfect.
And the visitors probably will not so much complain about it.
But wait a minute. Andrei has a two-person office for himself.
No, we'll put a visitor place in there, if you don't mind.
Well, there is this full-time person driving in. I think it's really important to plan with that.
What's your name again, Andrew?
I think it's Paola.
Oh.
Would it be possible to have Paola in your office?
Yeah, it could be.
Because that's like something that we should be deciding. Either you want to keep me in your office, which is all right, and then
I'll see
a friend
for
Paola somewhere. I think that's not realistic to have a plan in.
Where it goes back to Andrew.
Okay, I'll put Paola and a visitor here. So Paola is the new person. And the visitor. This one. And then we'll still have probably some way to put a second visitor here. This two. Does this display better?
Paola being new, I think it's better to put her
in the video.
Uh-huh.
Well, the lunch cannot be shared with two people. You cannot go there and discuss us, and the people working there.
We said that we won't discuss. Or maybe if we organize some kind of, coffee at the end of the day or a drink, then the two people will stop working. I don't know, maybe they won't be happy. Okay, then Martin, Let me put you in that office and I'll put Paula out.
No, no, but why not Maria or Yelena?
So Martin goes where?
Martin stays.
Well, yeah. Because you don't want to separate Maria and Yelena. Yelena is not even sure where she stays.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's put Maria in the separate office.
Yeah. And we have, yeah, and we have two visitors and a master student and a part-time person. No, I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, sorry.
Let Maria. Paula with Maria in the two-people room, and to have this one, this two, Yelena and David in the three-people room.
So who is with Maria here?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, and no visitor?
It's a two-people room, so.
Yeah, but that means that this room, the middle one, would be quite empty. I mean, no, two visitors and a 50% person, I don't think it's very, reasonable.
But you need to have two visitors somewhere.
Yeah, but let's split them a little bit so that when there are no visitors, at least people are.
No, the rooms have to look like they're sort of occupied.
Otherwise,
we might lose the
So, this goes, here goes visitor 2. This is always paralyzed there. Here goes visitor 1. And is this better? Except that we can't read it. But this.
It's really crowded in the. Well, not yet, because Paula is not arrived, but starting from January, you will have two full time person.
Let me call this visitor 1, which implies that it will be the first one occupied by a visitor when they come. Okay. And this visitor 2, which means it's like a second chance.
But why couldn't we basically move you, David, in this two-people room with Maria?
Oh, good. What will
this
change?
Have this one half-time person.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Paula Yelena, one visitor position, and I certainly hope that Marianne Nikos and the lounge will on the long term disappear, because anyhow I don't believe there can be a lounge where in a place where there are already two people working, so the lounge will just die after some point.
No, but look, it's quite a long room. It has two doors.
It has two doors. Yeah,
very good. Yeah, so maybe in the long run we'll get the wall.
Okay, that's true. Then there will be a wall.
Although there are three windows. But, okay, so why would we move David to Maria? Do you have any preferences, David?
She wants mixing people, men and women.
Well, he already is.
Then the two visitors will be in one room, but that's fine because maybe there are not two visitors at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't put the two visitors in the same room because when there is no one, it makes a big hole, and when there are two people, so it makes too many variations.
But then you can move, for instance, if you move David to with Maria,
mm-hmm.
Then
yeah, the occupancy is better that way.
I think
you prefer that.
Yours is better. I think it's more, it's stable.
Is it just stay and move?
To me, that's the best we can do. We realistically can plan to have a lounge.
Well, I think that was really decided, and it's no way. No, because actually, if we do a proposal without a lounge, and the other group will
get a good message.
Yeah, exactly. And that means that all the constraints that we set and all the other things just basically disappear.
That's true.
Which means we'll work for nothing. Okay. Let's run like this.
So who has strong opposition to that?
I don't. Oh.
Okay. But do you have any?
Well, we're almost done, Susan, but We'll just check the.
I just need to see somebody.
Yeah,
just real quickly.
Notice the decision.
We'll just review the items to see if we look at all the constraints, and then we'll be able to say the final yes or no.
I think we accommodated most of the constraints.
Yeah.
Because we're sure that Maggie and Bruno, Maggie is happy with having Bruno in her office, and Pierre is happy to have Marianne.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
We checked. Okay.
Yeah, we checked.
I guess Nancy, no reason to think that there should be
an
impossible situation.
No.
Same thing for Marianne and Marianne F. and Nikos.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, we don't know yet because she didn't arrive yet. And Yelena, that means that for a short time, Yelena will be just alone in a few person.
That was the point in letting David there. Maybe we'll just leave it as an option. David or visitor one.
We could just for the sake of having a defendable solution, as long as Paula has not arrived, is to switch for the proposal Paula and David. But we really plan that as soon as Paula is here or even earlier.
Okay, so we know that the region actually around here is probably
just
movable. Yeah, either we can switch.
But this
Real or Paula or David.
This is dangerous to propose. We have a three-person room with one master student in it.
That's why I always try to separate the visitors just to balance a little bit. But okay, we'll be open.
As soon as Paula is here,
well,
it starts to be better, and we will have visitors. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends also on if Yelena stays longer or not. Anyway, we'll be open.
When is she supposed to finish?
I don't really know. I think her master thesis is probably due. I would say maybe June next year.
June
at the latest.
Yeah,
I don't know.
When are we supposed to submit the proposal?
Well, we won't have any extra meeting. The four of us. So this one has to be the final one.
Okay.
We'll have actually. I'll present this with the other. I'll compare it with the other one and try to make a decision. Actually, I think it's even a bit later.
Okay.
Today. So.
Also, as soon as we have Susan, we can. So I would switch. Again.
Okay.
But that, as I say, it's just for the sake of the. On the proposition, so I'm ready to internally say that David will actually be in this room.
Yeah, we can leave it like this, and then
change. There are names on the doors.
There will be names on the doors.
The psychological problem we have is I'm extremely happy with that solution. It will be a working solution starting from January when Paula will be here, but currently, if we present it as it is, we have a three-person room that is only occupied by a master student.
No, because there's another person right now, a student that I just hired, and she's just working right now for...
You have a student.
For November and December.
That's a real visitor.
She's a real visitor. She's a real visitor.
So
that
one
just made a contract for her for 2 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we would have two people there.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll keep that in place. I'll try to express all these constraints and say in particular that the two rooms over here actually are sort of things could be changed over there. But
you have also to say that the unit has to have some
the visitor space.
It's extremely important in the research domain that we can have people coming to visit us.
Yeah, no, that's true.
The second point I would suggest is that before you go to defend it, you should circulate it over mail to all the people.
Well,
to double check.
I think I'm not very sure, but I think this will be done after the meeting.
When before.
Okay.
If you spend time defending a thing and then Agnes comes to you or Pierre comes to you saying, no, I don't want to be with Marianne,
As far as I know, I think Agnes is also taking care of a proposal. So, okay, yeah, I'll circulate this.
It doesn't cost anything. You just people yeah. look at it, say, exactly. oh, great, I have a view on the mountain, and then maybe the person I like. So
okay, so maybe we'll learn some more constraints.
What's the timeline on this one? So, you have a meeting on?
Yeah, actually, as I told Martin, well, this is the last time we meet, so this is, well, more or less our proposal. And we'll have a meeting, I think it's in 2 days or something like that, to discuss and compare with the other proposal and, well, make a final decision, actually probably a pre-final one, since we'll have to check again.
It's not completely, it's an important issue because I need to know when I will have the office decided, the phone number decided. Mm-hmm. These are information that I have to provide to the EPFL administration. It's unreachable. They can phone me on the mobile, but we would definitely prefer to have a clean, filled administrative form that I can give them.
Well, so actually, I think I'm not very sure, but the most important thing is, well, finding out when we will move. And this happens in probably next month, or depends also on how. Well, the furnishing and
then of course you have these all these practical issues about internet connections, network connections. I mean.
No.
How many connections are there?
Yeah, because that's also something we have to check. You know, if you are in a room with three people and one network.
Oh no. The building is very. No, actually, I've seen it. The building is very modern, and you can
and
have
activated.
We'll get them activated. Yeah, and I think you get at least three per room.
No, I get the for the bigger rooms you get double. For every workplace you get two more.
Sometimes you need a laptop.
Yeah, sometimes you need to two.
No, because lots of people have they have a son and they have a PC. So.
If you go back to the other stuff, there's a slide where you have the furniture. So this do we have any word to say so that I would like to have a red chair or
Oh no! Unfortunately, that's decided by the school. So the chairs are building. The desk is brown, light brown.
But do we have to order something, or is it done automatically? So it will be in the office when we move in.
Normally, it's done automatically, except that
we have to say how many places that we want to have.
Well, these are dictated by the names. It's probably more difficult for the lounge. What we'll have is have a bit less furniture in the lounge and then bring all the old, it's not old because we just bought it, but all the furniture from the previous lounge we'll bring it here.
And how about the boxes? Because at the DFL you have to say when you will be moving the boxes so that you have people for moving them. You're supposed to move them yourself.
Well, it's the faculty that will take care of.
We'll receive some information about that.
Yeah,
they'll just give us a date when.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different issue from arranging people. It's just how the moving will take place. And there are other things to take care of, but it's quite unrelated. We'll get all the information. Thinking about internet connection, I think it's quite okay for the printer to be there. Yeah, I think it's feasible. We'll check. So the violet box here is our main box.
By the way, is there any wireless connection antennas for
not in the building for the moment.
Well, there is downstairs in the building, and pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
That's important.
Yeah.
I mean, particularly for the laptops.
Yeah, but right now downstairs it's fine. Some people can pick it up on the sixth floor, but pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
Okay. I think it's a bit off topic already.
Yeah.
So let's say that it's a proposal. We'll try it. I'll try to express the constraints and your opinions. And I think finally everyone can veto something if there is a huge problem. But I think with this, we don't find it a huge problem.
The four of us will not veto.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me save this. Thank you for spending all this time.
Yeah,
we're all happy.